Coach Huger is with us here courtside. And, Coach, this was a typical Bowling Green Buffalo game. It was up and down. And then, you know, you're tied at 43, you're tied at 45, you're tied at 47, tied at 50, tied at 56. And then Buffalo a little spurt and never let you back in. What changed there, if anything?
They were able to get stops. They did a real good job of getting stops, and they turned those stops into offensive points. We weren't able to get stops. We couldn't stop Skugman. Played great. We couldn't stop him on the low block. We had to then go to double team him. And he found an open man, and they were able to knock down shots. And that was the difference in the run, and that's what they made. And hats goes off to those guys, man. They played really, really well. They were tougher than us, and the tougher team won.
Another sign of what you were just talking about on your defensive end, you went to a zone briefly late in the game. Was that somewhat based on the fact they were able to get the ball in the post and score?
Yes, it was definitely based on that. We got to do a better job defensively, and that's what it boils down to. 99 points to a Buffalo team without Mbala, without Fagan. Those guys didn't play, and we lose the rebound battle and we lose the toughness battle, and we're missing that toughest guy. So that's frustrating right there in itself, but we got to be tougher. And that's the thing that's the most frustrating, is we weren't tough enough to win the game.
And, sometimes stats are hard to figure out what they mean in the game, but you look at total fouls, you only committed 3 more fouls than Buffalo, but they go to the line 35 times to your 21. There were some ill-timed fouls, I guess, was the moral.
It was. We had some silly fouls. They were in the bonus, and we picked up silly fouls, and they went and knocked down their free throws, and, that extended the lead right there. We fouled early because we weren't ready to defend. Not doing a great job defensively. They were able to drive us. They got basically everything that they wanted, so... it was their game, and they took it, and, hats goes off to those guys.
Clearly, too, for Buffalo, Ronaldo Sagu, a veteran point guard in this league, and tonight I thought he played very, very well, just doing what Buffalo needed to do in any particular trip, whether he scored or assisted. It just seemed when things ran through him, they generally got good results.
He definitely did a good job tonight of controlling the show. He controlled the game. He got the shots that he wanted. He put guys in the right positions and set everybody up to get what they wanted. And, that's the game right there. So we just got to do a better job. Our guys got to come ready to play, man. We can't take anybody lightly. I don't think we took them lightly, but we didn't come ready to defend. And we got to be able to defend much better in order to give ourselves a chance to win.
Coach, as always, appreciate your time. We'll see you on the bus.
Thank you. Take care.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger. Falcons fall tonight in Buffalo, 99-88.